everybody. Jeff Dunham.
Every once in a while, I come up with this wild hair and want to come up with a new character, and it's usually at the last minute, but that sometimes turns out great. Like, for example, when we were getting to do the Netflix special in Ireland, just a few weeks before we went over there, I created this Irish character, Seamus, the little drunken Irish baby, and they loved it over there. And so now, I came up with this idea a long time ago and I never did it, but Tom Richmond, I described the character to him and he drew him for me. There he is right there. And I say, yeah, that's great. Make this change and that change. And he makes changes and then, you know, ends up with whatever that we end up with. And I think this was just perfect. This is exactly what I had in mind. But right now I have the shell and I've been getting him prepped, ready to put the mechanisms in. But there it is. There he is right there. I think it's going to be very interesting. And then, of course, the most important part is writing the material and the jokes. And so the dummy will come along, and I'll be writing the jokes at the same time I'm building the dummy. So, you know, we'll see what happens. What I wanted to show everybody was this new character that I talked about last week is coming along. But this guy, because I'm trying to get to the finish line, and plus his eyes are really small, I don't think he needs anything but a mouth. It's just Charlie McCarthy, the most famous ventriloquist dummy ever. And then his buddy, Mortimer Snerd, that Edgar Bergen had, the most prolific and most famous ventriloquist in the history of the world. His dummies only had a moving mouth. That's all you need. If they're funny and they have character, that's all you need. And this guy, I think, is going to have enough character. And plus, I'm running out of time. I have not fully assembled him yet. I have made the pieces that work. I have not finalized everything. But I just wanted to show a few things. Now, the way I usually do this is sculpt the head in clay, 3D scan the clay, and then print the shell of the head, and then install all the mechanics, which is, you can't 3D print that. You can, but they'd suck. Then put the head all back together, put all the mechanics in it, then paint it, and right now, I'm at the point of installing all the mechanics. My latest dummies, I do straight mechanics with rods and clevises. I'm going back to the old school, and this is a string with a spring, and that's the mouth, and that's it. But anyway, so I wanted to show you this. So that's this, and then this is the head that's coming along. And again, this is 3D printed. It 3D printed the shell. When you 3D print, they're getting better and better with the 3D printers because the layers are getting thinner and thinner, and the printers are getting faster and faster, but you still get the striations. You still see the layers in the plastic. You have to sand and sand and sand and sand, or there's different chemicals that they make. But again, now you're dealing with I don't know, it's not fun to sand, that kind of thing. I still love plastic wood, even the newer formula. And you just get a bunch of plastic wood and then dump in acetone, mix it up to a paint consistency, and then just brush it on. And I swear this looks like I have a wooden dummy. It's so great. But this is such a great feel, and it'll suck the paint up and stick and be just perfect for painting.
2 hours later.
All right, so again, later after I paint the jaw, I'm gonna take it apart to paint the mouth and all that stuff. But this string obviously wouldn't be here. So it looks like that, and that's your typical ventriloquist dummy right there, with a head stick and a thumb to work the mouth.
Seven, oh, y'all. Oh, dear. This is a roller crawl. I don't have much to say yet.
Mm-hmm. But I love that it looks like he's talking. So there he is, Winston. All right, is it Winston? Everybody, we're getting ready to leave on our overseas tour, and I spent the last few days painting him, and I'm very excited about this, and we've renamed him. A lot of people wanted to name him Winston, but I talked to a couple of my friends in Great Britain, and they were like, that's a little too on the nose, naming him Winston because of Winston Churchill and all that. So, ladies and gentlemen, new to the act, here he is. This is Clive. And, Matt, I have not done much work on anything except him, so...
You're going to be busy on the plane.
Oh, I'm going to be... Well, yeah, the material is going to be great, and this is kind of going to reveal, Clive, what you are.
Yes, I have not revealed my profession yet. No, not yet. I think you've done a good job finding something for me to do.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to be a critic.
I am Clive the Critic.
You don't have a last name yet.
No, I don't need that yet.
Oh.
Yes, I'm just a critic. All right, and that's where the comedy will come from. You may call it comedy if you'd like. I think it's just going to be honesty.
And you're going to give your take on your perspective on America.
Yes, there's much to talk about here in your country. So you're working on that material now?
I am.
All right. You don't have much time to prepare.
I have plenty of time.
You do?
Yeah. Long plane ride.
Oh, yes, of course. Good luck with that. I don't know what's so funny.
I already love this guy. This is the first time I've ever sat down to talk with him.
Well, I was going to ask if you've been walking around the house like talking like this for like the last 2 weeks.
No, because I literally just finished him this morning. He's already starting to come together.
Yeah, yeah. I really like it.
I'm right here.
I know.
I'm right here.
We are backstage in Antwerp, Belgium, and I'm going to take you guys, the camera, out there with me so you can see what it's like to walk on stage in front of 10,000 screaming people whose fifth language is English. Where are we? I don't even know where we're going. Usually you follow the arrows. It smells a little funny back here, doesn't it? I'll take that coffee. Thank you, sweetheart. I'll take that coffee. Thank you very much. And this is Marnell working very hard. Say hi, Marnell. Good. Yeah. I didn't get my Coke. Hold on. Sorry, I have to come over here and have my little drink to wet my whistle. Uh-oh. Here we go. Okay. That's recorded. Jeff Dunham
and Peanut, and we are on stage, not in the United States, not even on our own continent. No, we are with some great friends in the United Kingdom, in Manchester, United Kingdom. Here they are tonight. Nighttime over here in lovely Gothenburg, Sweden. Say hi, everybody in Sweden. Here they are.
We're in Rotterdam, Netherlands. Say hi, everybody.
We're in Copenhagen, Denmark. Say hello, everybody.
Okay, so what are we doing? Well, we're going to do a traditional thing, and tomorrow is midsummer in Sweden, and that's when you guys go cuckoo crazy. You dance around a questionable pole.
They dance around this pole that looks a little suggestive. And they dance like frogs and they drink like fish. And we're getting out of town just in time.
I wish we were going to be here, so tonight I thought we would do a toast to all our new friends here in Sweden. Okay. Okay, so tell us your name.
Philip.
What is it?
Philip.
Oh, Philip. Oh, that's an easy one. It's an easy one because a lot of times the names you come here in Sweden is like, sorry, that was like the Swedish chef. That's not an insult, is it?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so Philip. Yeah, do that, Philip.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do we have there? This is a traditional Swedish drink, and what's it called?
OP. If you're a student, you know.
All right, so I'm going to toast. Oh, yes. I have to sing first?
But Philip, this has been such a good show so far. Why bring it to a grinding, horrible halt? Have you heard him sing? He was on The Masked Singer. He sucked.
Wasn't that bad?
Yes, it was.
Okay, what do I have to sing?
Hey, Tom, there you go, bastard.
Alright, here we go. So, we're going to do it a little differently now. I'm going to drink this and toast everybody, but Peanut, you're going to narrate me drinking it. Okay, so, do not do anything until he's done, because if he chokes while he's doing this, it's entertaining to hear. We've had a good comedy night tonight, and now you're going to do an old ventriloquist trick. Unless you choke and die, and then it would be a trick that failed. And why are you holding a beer?
It's a chaser.
Oh, it's a, oh, I have to chase it.
Chase it.
Got your light, buddy. Are you getting choked up? No, I'm just preparing myself for something I haven't done in about 30 years. All right. To all our new good friends in Sweden, thank you so much for making us feel right at home in the middle of our tour. It's been just great.
There we go. It's going to his lips and going, going.
What do you think?
How you doing, Papa J? Oh, I'm doing pretty good. So, Papa J, you know what city we're in?
Rotter.
Oh yeah, great to be back in Roster.
No. Rotter.
Oh yeah. Amster? No. Well, some damn city.
Get it right or you'll be insulting some people.
Well, guess I'm Amsterdam if I do and Rotterdam if I don't.
Did you know they have a royal family here?
Oh, I love royal families. In my family, we marry cousins too. Did I offend anybody with that one?
So, come over here, and tell me your name.
It's Boss.
Boss? Why is everyone laughing when you say that? I don't know either. Okay, good. All right, fine. So Boss, what do you do here?
I'm here to bring you a local drink.
No, I know that, but wait, what is your job? You work here, right?
I'm just was asked to do this, and I used to be, like, do other stuff.
So, Boss, wait a minute. You don't actually work in this facility.
I don't.
So did Marnell or someone just randomly pick you out of the crowd?
Something like that.
This is something different. All right, so explain to me what it is we have here.
That will be your neighbor. Or, as you would call it, gin. And it's from a company called Ketel Ain. From the nearby town of Schiedam.
I gotta try and say that. Schiedam?
Yeah. It's the weird Dutch thing we do. Schiedam.
Schiedam. Give me a difficult sentence to say.
Well, the most classic thing would be just to ask you to say Scheveningen.
You could be telling me to say horrible things and I don't know, what does that mean?
It's once again a place not far from here, near The Hague.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but go ahead, say it and then pronounce it again.
Scheveningen.
Scaveningen. All right, fine. Okay, so this smells fairly strong, right?
I think it's 40, maybe 50%.
All I know is I usually do this towards the end of the show. I decided to do it now because I wanted to show the world Clive, but now I'm realizing why I usually do this towards the end of the show. Okay, the show may get a lot funnier to only me. All right, here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, to all my great new friends in the Netherlands, and also Boss, another good friend, and a close new friend, who's giving me something that I don't know what this is, but it's apparently very strong, and I may regret it in about 15 minutes. But we so love coming all over the world, and whenever we've come to the Netherlands, you guys have always been so lovely to us, and you have been again, and thank you for coming out tonight. We still have a bunch more show to go, but I just wanted to thank you for welcoming us into your home, and my family, and all the fun that we've had. And here comes this one. There we go.
Did he that in wonderful, marvelous Copenhagen? La 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 la. Are any of the royals here tonight?
No.
Oh, they must be working.
Pina, did you know that Copenhagen means merchant's harbor?
I thought it meant city of hot dog stands and smelly fish. I love Denmark, but I must admit that Stockholm was not that bad, really. Yeah, and it's also my favorite syndrome. What's it like to have a syndrome named after you? I don't know. Is that an honor? I don't know. I got the Nobel Prize. Oh, I got a syndrome. Better than a disease.
Better than a disease?
Yeah, Frank, you look terrible. Yeah, you know the girl I went out with? Yeah, she gave me Oslo. What the hell is this Stockholm syndrome anyway?
That's where a hostage starts to have positive feelings about their captor. I love you.
Jeff, what are you here to do?
Well, we're here to have a traditional drink, and Audrey, I will hand the camera to you and let you do the camera work.
Okay,
and
then
there it is.
Okay.
Okay, there it is.
Okay. Woo! Okay, look at that.
Okay, so, Marnell, can we have our friend come out?
Let's see who this is.
Hi!
So, tell me your name.
My name is Anna.
So, Anna, what do you do here?
I work.
You work. Oh, you're a comedian. You get any funnier, you're going to have to get on Jeff's other side. But what kind of work do you do here?
Security.
Oh, security. Okay, so if we mess up, you're going to arrest us and take us somewhere fun.
I will be nice to you.
You didn't hear her. She said something like, oh, no, not that way. You're committed now, Anna. Just you and me.
Maybe someone will get jealous.
Are you married?
No.
Nobody's getting jealous, Adam. I don't have anyone. I have Jeff, and that's, you know. Oh, he will have to come along.
Okay.
I love this place. His wife is right there, so. I love you, Anna. You're fun.
Probably survive.
Good Lord, she said we'd probably survive. I'm loving this country.
All right, so Anna, what do we have in the glass tonight?
In the glass, there's Gammeltansk.
Could you spell that for me?
In Danish or English?
In the English, please. Just spell it.
D-A-N-S-K Oh, sorry, I forgot.
I wondered why the glass wasn't full.
So, just like the smell is like, whoa. So, should I start again?
No, just say the name of it again.
Gammeldansk.
Gammeldansk. Okay, but before we do that, I have something I want to show you. So we're doing the Dear Peanut questions where Peanut asks, people ask Peanut questions. And this one came, it said, please say Rod Grod Med Flet. And it means red porridge with cream, right?
Yes, okay, so I get to pronounce it in Danish.
Well, no American can pronounce it, much less, you know.
Oh, you're going to admit this is you. Say it one time. That's a lot of tongue. Okay, here we go! I see it right there, in English. Lil, glow, live, flume. And what's really weird is I don't have a tongue.
All right, so, again, I don't know what this is. Oh.
What's wrong? Security, you sure you're not the cleaning lady? Because that is... You could mop the floor with that stuff. You could disinfect the bathroom with that. Good luck, Jeff.
Thank you.
This is not going to affect me, all right?
And then what is the beer there?
What it is?
The beer.
Oh. Grøn Tuborg. It's beer.
Tuborg. Tuborg.
Well, let me. Oh, dear God. Okay. Get a close up of this.
Why?
Because you're gonna talk when I do this. Okay, ready?
By the way, boys, don't try this at home. Okay, it's going up to his lips and going.
Thank you. Actually pretty good. All right, and so in the beer, and this is a traditional beer that everybody, most people around here like.
Woo!
Oh, good. All right. That's delicious. That's really great. There we go. Anna, thank you so much for coming out here. It was so nice meeting you, and thank you for the time. And, you know, most people get scared to death, and you just seem like you're absolutely fine out here, so thank you.
Service.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, Anna!
Good evening, Walter. It's been 2 weeks that we've been overseas. My time zones are still screwed up, and I'm still exhausted. I'm sure. How about you just get me some coffee and we do this whole thing on FaceTime? Well, as they say in Belgium, in Flemish, no, don't try to say anything in Flemish. You might have a stroke.
Well, do you know any Flemish?
No, and I don't care. How about Donkey Belge? You have a donkey in your bell tower?
that means thank you, Belgium.
Oh, well, just stick with English or Trump won't let it back in the United States. They think I'm kidding.
Do you know how to say hello in Flemish?
No. Hello. That's it?
Yes.
Hello. I just spoke Flemish?
Yep.
Verdori. You got no idea what I just said, do you? Just say it a lot around kids. Folks will love that.
Did you know Belgium is where they developed the birth control pill?
Yay. And by the way, how did they test that pill? I don't know. Hey, honey, take this. Now lay down.
No.
I'll say it's very quiet and peaceful in this city.
Yeah. Do you know why that is?
Because we left my life in Amsterdam. Greetings, Belgian infidels! Oh, Merry Christmas!
Awkward, when Christmas is already past, what are you doing? Why do you have on that hat?
I am Santa Claus!
First of all, it's the middle of June.
It's okay. I am still Santa Claus.
It's time to talk about something else.
I was wondering, do they have IKEA stores in Antwerp? I could do commercials for IKEA.
How's that? Think of that.
Silence! IKEA! And are there any Vikings here tonight?
I don't think actual Vikings exist anymore.
Oh, they were the first terrorists. It's the good old days, man. Yeah. But I love the Belgian folks. It's the Dutch that I hate.
And why do you say that?
I don't know. Just remind me to reverse that joke when we get to Rotterdam.
Good evening.
Yes. Oh, good evening. It's nice to see you there.
Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
So, Clive, what is it that you do for a living?
I am a full-time critic.
Ah, of the theater, of the arts, literature, food?
Yes.
So, everything.
Whatever needs it.
And what do you enjoy criticizing the most?
Your country.
I see.
Just dreadful. How long have you been away from your America?
Just a week now, and when we go back, it'll be 3 weeks.
Oh, you must really miss your gun.
Anything else you'd like to criticize?
Oh, I have barely scratched the surface, my boy. Your country keeps sending the NFL games to the UK.
NFL football?
Yes. You got the name wrong as well. Well, we're not even sure why your game is called football. You barely kick the ball. They throw the ball, stop, have a meeting. They chat a bit, they throw the ball again, have another meeting, chat some more, and then all of them jump on each other like it's a prison shower.